Of just singing and giving you thanks and praise, giving you the glory and honor that you deserve. We bless you for the privilege that we have as your people to get together with each other in your presence. You promise that where two or more gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of them. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you that we're alive today. We thank you that we're still here breathing and the candles are still burning, so to speak, Lord God. There's still light. There's still life. We can do nothing, Lord God, about yesterday. It has come and gone. Tomorrow is most certainly not a guarantee. What we have now is a gift. That's why it's called the present. And today, Lord God, in your presence, we unwrap that gift. We unwrap these few minutes that we have with each other to celebrate you and to honor you. Holy Spirit, we ask that you move in our midst today, Lord. We acknowledge our complete dependency upon you, Lord. In humility, I come before you, Lord God, in fear and trembling, and I say, God, I've got nothing to say to change your people. Nothing to say, Lord God, that can benefit our lives, but one word from you, Lord. We ask that you speak that because it will change everything, and we thank you for that. We thank you that today we expect you to speak into our hearts. We want to be challenged. We want to be changed. We want to be encouraged. We want to be lifted up. I pray that when we leave this place this morning, Lord God, we love Jesus more than before we came. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen. Bless you. Turn to your neighbors around you. High five them. Give them love. Not only the mothers, but everybody. Hallelujah. It's wonderful to have you visiting with us this morning. I trust that you feel right at home. To our first-time visitors, we pray especially for you that you feel comfortable, that you feel loved, that you feel welcomed. I hope everybody treated you well and made you feel at home. And if you don't feel at home yet, just get over it, okay? Just get over it. You're not here for people. I trust and believe that you're here for God anyway. To congratulations to those that participated in the racing on the weekend. It's wonderful for us to just make use of every opportunity that we have. You know, Moses stood before God. God said, I want you to go into Egypt and I want you to get my people out. And Moses like, but God, what? You know, I can't speak. Moses came up with all excuses and God said, like, what's in your hand? And Moses like, what, this stick? And the principle is just use what you got. Use what you got. And that's a platform for influence. And you know, it's okay to have fun as a Christian. What about the rest of you? It's okay to have fun as a Christian. It's cool to have fun as a Christian, all right? So thank you for making use of that opportunity. And also congratulations to Shalane. That's the first runner-up in the Miss Cosmos South Africa competition. Also using that opportunity as a platform to influence people, which she does. You know, one day she's going to be as rich and famous as a mom Diana over here. So you just keep at it, love. You keep at it. It's our honor and privilege to honor the mothers today. And it's such a beautiful time and something that we should do all the time. But we want to make this time available specifically to do just that. So the mothers, bless you, ladies. Thank you for just being who you are. And it's fitting that this message this morning is about mothers, and I've called it Behold Your Mother. Behold Your Mother. In John chapter 19, verse 26 to 27, we see something incredible, one of the many statements that Jesus makes that is so profound. And to give you a historical backdrop here, what is happening? So, you know, men, you're working in the garage or the workshop or whatever, and a little bolt falls down underneath some part of the engine. You've got to dig all the way down there and the manifold is still hot and your sleeve is rolled up and you go down in the manifold. And then you start speaking in tongues. Or you're trying to loosen something that's very, very tight and the spanner slips and it whacks your knuckle open in the blood and you start speaking in tongues. You go through that momentary moment of pain. And you start thinking about things differently. Picture this. Here's Jesus Christ, betrayed and left alone by the people that said, Jesus, We will be with you till the bitter end. We will not leave you. We will be with you. Others are going to leave you, but we're going to stick with you till the end. Where are those guys? Gone. They're back at home playing PlayStation or something, or doing whatever, I don't know, on social media or something. They're not there. Here's Jesus. He's already gone through the 12 hours of arrest. He's now nailed to the cross. Few people are watching from a distance. The nails are driven into the hands, the arms, wherever you want to argue where it was or wasn't. Hanging on the cross. The crown of thorns is an actual crown of thorns, not just a ring, a crown of thorns pressed into his head, going through excruciating pain. He's already gone through the betrayal in the garden, gone through so much stress that the scripture teaches us that he sweated blood and tears, sweat and tears, and blood. It's been medically proven that when human beings go through extreme stress, the pores in your skin can dilate so much that the blood goes through all seven layers of your skin to the top surface of your skin. He's gone through all of that. And in that moment, Jesus sees his mother. And Jesus, in that moment of excruciating pain, I don't know what you would be thinking about. I don't know what we would be thinking about going through that moment of pain. And Jesus says, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, we know is the Apostle John. Not that he didn't love the others, but he loved John, and the Bible says so. He said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." There's your son. And in verse 27 he says, then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. Father, we thank you that we have your word today. I thank you that it's not just the Bible. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you take what God has spoken, what Jesus has spoken, what has been declared by the prophets and has been given to us from days of old can be written on the tablets of our heart. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus, you promised that the Holy Spirit would remind us of everything that you taught us. I thank you that you're watching over your word this morning to perform it and will achieve the purposes for which you sent it forth. Lord God, that it produces the fruit of righteousness in our lives and advances the kingdom in our hearts, in Jesus' name. In his dying moments, Jesus sees fit to make sure that his mom is taken care of. In his dying moments, Jesus fulfills the first commandment in the scripture that is given that has a promise attached to it. The scripture is filled with promises and commandments, but this commandment is the first commandment in the Bible that has a promise attached to it. Okay? And the promises, the command is in Exodus 20 and verse 12, and it says, "Honor your father and mother that your days may be long upon the land which your Lord your God is giving you." Now, I know we go through difficult and challenging times in our lives, but who of you just want a short life, want it to be over quickly? Who of you want a long life? If you don't want to live forever, then I don't know. If you're born again, what are you going to do afterwards? It's like, oh Lord, you know, like, let's just end this all now. Truth be told, sometimes I feel like that. And then I stop feeling sorry for myself. You know, because my happiness is not dependent on the external circumstances. My happiness is dependent on me. I choose to be mislik. Or I choose to be joyful. You know? Interesting fact, I've shared it with you before, and the same applies to all of you. You choose. You've got a choice. You can be happy or to be mislik. The human brain does not have the ability to process thanksgiving and anxiety at the same time. It's one single portion in the brain, only that part of the brain. I don't know which part it is. Sometimes I think it's too big a part of my brain, which is small to start off with. You can only be anxious or grateful. You can't be both at the same time. It is a physical impossibility. The physiology of your brain does not allow it. So if you're anxious, You can just simply choose to be thankful. That's why the Bible says in the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians, be anxious for nothing. But in all forms of prayers and supplications with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving, with what?
Thanksgiving.
Make your requests known to God. And that same book says that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So when you're anxious, all you need to do is just start giving God thanks and praise. And you'll see your brain can no longer be anxious. It's not even a miracle. It's just the way that God created us. And same thing here. Same thing. We make this choice. And in his dying moments, Jesus chooses to take care of his mom. It's interesting. And it says here, honor your father and mother that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. So if you want to live long, honor your mother and father. Jesus is honoring God by laying down his life. He's honoring God. He's fulfilling that commandment, honor your mother and father, by being obedient to the Lord's request. The Trinity agreed, well, I'm gonna go and I'm going to die for mankind. He's honoring the Father and he's honoring his mother to make sure that his mom is taken care of before he dies. Now this I find fascinating. I don't know if you know, but after Jesus was born to Joseph and Mary, Jesus had stepbrothers. He had four brothers and sisters as well. I'm not sure about how many. I think there might have been at least three. But he had stepbrothers and sisters. He was their older brother. Surely to goodness, Jesus could have asked one of his stepbrothers to take care of mom. No. Jesus chooses the Apostle John because where were his stepbrothers? Where were his stepsisters? PlayStation. I don't know where they were. In the mall or something. Shopping or I don't know. Have you ever thought of that? Jesus tasks the Apostle John to take care of his mom. Here's another kicker. Why would Jesus want to ensure his mom is taken care of, knowing that he's going to be risen from the dead? You think about that. That's a sermon for another time altogether. But Jesus sees fit to have his mom taken care of, fulfilling that command. Honor your mother and father. This is Jesus asking the Apostle John to take care of him. He says, from that time on, his mom was with John, and John took care of his mom. Interesting, isn't it? One of the most profound statements that Jesus makes about his sacrifice is this. When Jesus is giving us one of the sacraments of communion, he's having supper with his disciples, and he takes the bread, he gives God thanks and praise, he breaks the bread. He breaks the bread, and he says, this is my body. It's interesting to note that Satan is using the proponents, the people that support abortion, to say the same thing. What do the people who support abortion, what do the women say that support? This is my body. Isn't it interesting that Satan uses that exact lie? Get them to say, this is my body. Jesus said, this is my body. I'm giving it up so that you can live. The abortionists say, no, this is my body. I'm killing you so that I can have a certain lifestyle.
Exact
opposite. Yeah. Interesting, isn't it? These things are not by chance, people. It's in Mark 14, verse 22, Jesus says, this is my body. Similarly, mothers' bodies are given as the means to sustain life for their unborn children. Now, ladies, I say this with our utmost respect. Hats off to you. I don't know how you... I thank God I'm a man. Lord Jesus. The issues that women have. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't want to tell you. You have these power surges. It's really, really challenging. You know, I think one of the most funniest parts in the Bible. I know two funny parts. One, it says, "If any of you lack understanding, ask the Lord." Look, really? I mean, that's funny. We all lack understanding. And the other funny part is, like, husbands, dwell with your wives with understanding. Yeah, God. That's a good one. And you want me to do that? How? A lot of times the ladies don't understand themselves. You know, everything in their brain is all connected to each other all at the same time. And yet, hold on. And yet God chooses them to be our helpers. So we honor and respect the woman this morning. Do you think what a woman's body goes through to host another living body, but also this, a spirit? I don't understand it. You are a spirit and you host another spirit within you. It is fascinating. Then you look at the whole birth process that the mothers go through and stuff like that. And Psalm 139 describes it beautifully. It says, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, skillfully wrought in the secret place in the inner parts of our mother's womb. Before any of our days come anywhere. Secret. There are things about the development of a child that modern science knows nothing about. There's a moment when the one piece of skin that's over our eyes, just, it's like an invisible scalpel comes and it just does this. And there's two eyelids. Like, how? Here's this. Mothers, in your bodies right now is the actual physical DNA of every child that you have given birth to. Do you know that when you fall ill, in the blood that goes to take care of that part in your body that is suffering some kind of illness is the DNA of your children? Like you took care of and nurtured your child in your mother's womb, God has orchestrated it so that the DNA of your children go to that place in your body where there's an ailment to bring healing. Isn't that incredible? Our God, even there, is family orientated. That's God. The mothers, because of that this morning, we want to honor you and say thank you for in that way making your bodies available. Surely God could have done it some other way, that there would be other means to take care of the child. But God chose this way for it to be done. So practically, say, Mars, it's Mother's Day today. How can we honor our parents? Oh, we give them little plants, give them chocolates, take them out to a restaurant, give them a braai, or, you know, just spoil them a little bit. And once today has come and gone, what then, you know? Surely it should be something that we, the mothers are like, yes, bring it on, preach it, pastor, preach it. The mother's like, what he said. Oh, look at seven ways, and I encourage you to think of more ways in which we can honor our moms. We can honor our mothers by taking care of them as and when needed. Children, never, ever, ever harm your mom with words. Mom, how many times have I been guilty of this, eh? How many times, like in my self-righteousness, you're not in a right mood or something, like you just say something nasty and after it is, whoa, you know? That's your mother. So we can honor our moms, our mothers, by taking care of them as and when the opportunity arises and as and when it's needed. I know it's not always easy. And you know, we have the circle of life. Our moms, our dads, you know, there's a time where they have to take care of us, literally, dra ons op hulle hande so to, and then guess what? Oftentimes it gets to that place where that role is reversed. Isn't it so any dog? Where we have to take care of our parents. I can say, Mom, no, you can't go ice skating. You're 97. No, you can't live off just this. You need to eat nutritious food. You can't just have, I'm living it right now. No, you can't have this. Yes, you got to. Why? What's that? That's lording it. No, that's honoring your mom, honoring your parents. Another way we can honor our mothers is by expressing our sincere gratitude for the sacrifices that she's made. What sacrifice? Putting up with you. Having, you know, she had no choice in the matter. She just got you. I think sometimes the parents would have liked to have had a choice. And you got no choice. They just got you. Saying thank you for the sacrifices that they have made. Honoring them. This delights God's heart, people. Another way we can honor our mothers is by sharing the gospel with them. You say, well, Mom, my mom and dad are born again. They love the Lord. I learned everything I know about the Lord from them. But that's great. Share with them what Jesus is doing in your life. Share with them how you're growing in the Lord. Share with them your answered prayers. Share with them ways in which you've decided to walk a walk of obedience with the Lord. The word gospel is good news. It means good news. Share good news with them. Amen?
Amen.
That's ways that we can honor our moms. We can honor our mothers by fulfilling God's call on our lives. Fulfilling God's call on our lives. Men, being male is a matter of birth. Being a man is a matter of choice. Christ-likeness and manhood are synonymous. How different is that from the worldly standards of what manhood is today? Manhood is today, no, you got to drink this or smoke that or drive this or live here, then you're a man. Otherwise, you just, well, I don't know what. What a lot of chawl, man. Other nonsense. Like, you know, some people really believe that masses of burning gas in the sky determines your nature and your personality. Astrology and not astrology. What's it? Horoscopes. Not horoscopes. Somebody, the star sign stuff. I don't know. Really. So that masses of burning gas and dissolving substances there up there in the heavens, the light is traveling to you, but the thing is burnt out a long time ago. That determines who you are. I'm sorry, I don't have the faith for that. I don't have faith that big. And it's much easier to believe that you're made in the image of a God that knew you by name and called you before he laid the foundation. That's a lot easier to believe in that stuff. You know? So, honor your mothers by sharing the gospel with them and fulfilling God's call on your life. Fulfilling God's call on your life. Becoming the man, the woman of God that God intended you to be. I can only imagine what it's like for a parent. It's like God boasting in the heavenlies, if I may use Perry Glassons this morning. Check. That's my boy. That's my, look at that son and daughter walking in obedience. They're believing me for stuff they haven't even seen yet. Check. Listen to the praises coming out of their mouths, out of their mouths, out of their mouths. They're thanking me for things. They're thanking me for things that haven't even happened yet. That's faith. Imagine how heaven rejoices over that. Well, where do we get that from? You see from the book of Job, God said to Satan, check, look at my servant Job. Look at that man. He's blameless in my sight, man. And Satan's like, oh no, he's only like that because things are going good with him. But let me just put my finger in the pie of his life a little bit. Then we see, and you know the story of Job, he goes through everything and he stands strong. It must be like that for God. Imagine what it's like for your parents. Guys and ladies, you want to honor your mother? Stop living for yourself and start living for Jesus. Start living for Jesus. That's how we can honor our mothers. Moving right along. We can honor our mothers by raising godly children. Don't just send the kids off to your mom when you and the missus need a break. You can, and it's good, and you must. I want to encourage parents to do that. Parents, find somebody that you can just send your kids to, just give yourself a break. There are people like that. Let me encourage struggling parents with this. You know, there are parents that have been in the position where you are at now. You're struggling. It's difficult. It's challenging. There are parents that have been there, and guess what? They're still around. Their kids came out okay. Most of them did. Come on, guys. I know it's difficult. So find somebody where you can just give yourselves a break. Regain the sanctuary that you had as husband and wife. That's first and foremost. And mothers, hear this. It's good to be a mom, right? Your first priority is still your husband. There was a good place for the men to say amen. Waar is die manne vanoggend? Huh? Moms, your first priority is still your husband. Be very careful about letting your child share your bed. Just be very careful. I'm not saying never do it. Just be very careful. Your spouse is still your first priority. But this is about mothers today, not marriage counseling 101. Moving right along. So you can honor your mothers by raising godly children. And we've just gone through that extensive series on the world needs a father. How do you do that? By your lifestyle, by your gospel message preached out, by your life being a sermon. We can honor our mothers. Listen to this one. Yo, I learned a hard lesson with this many, many years ago. We can honor our mothers and fathers, okay, even if they weren't good parents. Even if you do not know your biological mom. You say, how do you do that, Mozzie? I don't even know who the is or was. You can honor your mother even if you don't know who they are, either if you estranged from them or you were treated badly, by praying graciously over them when speaking about them in their absence. Even after their passing. How do you do that? We'll say, well, you know, unfortunately, I never got to know my biological mom and stuff. I'm raised by step parents and stuff like that. But you know, as God has been good to me and Jesus has been gracious over me and forgives me of all my nonsense, I just bless my mom and release her and forgive her. And I just pray that wherever she is, God just blesses her and saves her soul from hell before Satan steals her life. What a way to honor a mother that you don't even know. What does it do? It takes the focus off yourself and on the goodness of God. Isn't that a better way? Isn't that a better way, church? Come on, man. Somebody speak to me this morning. You can honor your mother even if you don't know her, even if you were given away at birth or whatever, even if you were left to die. You know? And we make all these jokes about parents and what happens and, you know, like harsh things. We think, oh, we're so clever when we get a little bit of shine for a moment when people laugh at our jokes, saying stupid things like, you know, some mothers have kids, you all just had bad luck, you know. Stuff like that. Some of you didn't get it, but that's fine. But you can honor your mom and your dad, even in the absence, even if you were treated badly. My dad's gone to be with Jesus. We had a difficult relationship. God restored it in the end or whatever. And, you know, and I learned this, that I could either think about everything that my mom and dad done wrong in my life, and they'd done things done wrong. I can imagine how I would have messed up if I had a children. Said, yo, I'm never going to do what my mom and dad done. If I raise kids, before I know it, I'm doing that much and worse, you know. So I learned to just stop looking at the specks in my folks' eyes and take the huge planks out of my eyes, because I'm a plank if I think just like that, you know. Started saying, you know, honoring your mom and your dad by speaking graciously over them when you talk about them in their absence, even after they've passed on, brings honor to God. And last but by no means least for today, as we draw to a close, we can honor our mothers with these three words: I love you. I love you. So if your moms are alive, if you have the privilege of having your moms alive, you can say, Mom, I love you. That's how we can honor our moms. And like Jesus says to John, behold your mother, Sister Mary, behold your son. In his dying moments, Jesus saw fit to make sure that his mom was taken care of. So if you've got something planned with your mom today, remember these things. I want to encourage you. Maybe you say, Mozzie, I can't pray. I don't know how to pray. Oh, so God was confused then when he taught us to pray. He didn't include you because you like special with an R. No, God included you. Man, just man up. And go to your mom. Even you just say, well, I'm... go to your mom and just say, I love you, Mom. God bless you. Amen. That's it. That's a prayer. A prayer is not quoting chapter and verse. Just pray God's blessing over them. Just thank your mom. If your mom's staying in Timbuktu and you in Bapeti Kotsweti and it's too far or whatever, make the phone call. Thank your mom. And if your mom's passed on, maybe you don't even know where she's spending eternity. Maybe you wander. Wherever. In her absence, you can honor your mom by speaking graciously over them, saying, this is how God has forgiven me. I pray God's grace over my mom. I pray that the truths of this message would encourage you, and it's a timely reminder of us of just how valuable and precious these women are. Over the whole congregation, and especially over our moms this morning, we want to say, may Almighty God bless you and keep you. May God make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God lift up His countenance over you and give you supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, Lord, for this time that we could spend in your word and just honoring you for our mothers, Lord. Thank you, God, that you saw it fit for us to be born on a day at a place and a time for us to enjoy this crazy, sometimes wild ride called the mystery of life. Thank you that we have the privilege of being here today to celebrate it, Lord God, and to honor our parents in this time. We pray this blessing over every mom here today, over every household, Lord, that you watch over us, keep us till we get together again. In Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen and amen. We love and appreciate you. Thank you for joining us this morning. Have an awesome day with your family. God willing, we'll see each other same time, same place next week. Bless you guys and ladies. Thank you.